Today is Monday, March 7th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Well, we got a voicemail, so I think I'm going to go ahead and start us off with the voicemail and just get that out of the way. So I hit my microphone. All right, let's have a listen.
Hey, I'm just wondering, now do you not have a middle name or did you just switch your names around? That's one question. Second question, why are you...
Oh, well, let's answer them in order. Okay, did I no longer have a middle name, legally? I mean, you know, I still consider my name to be what my parents named me, but legally, no middle name. It was just easier. Because, well, there are a lot of reasons for it, but so Joseph Adam sounds right to me. Adam Joseph does not sound right to me. And I have no need of using the name Joseph in any legal documents. And so I thought it would be easier just to get rid of it altogether. So that answers your first question. And we can move on to your second question now. If I can hit play.
Not able to just take your court documents showing that you changed your name and your passport, driver's license, and whatever else you need. Maybe you could just go to your driver's exam station and get a photo ID with your name corrected that's tied to, you can carry your birth certificate or whatever. But anyway, that was my second question. And
okay, second question. We're just going to go in order here. I don't know if you're talking about the cruise here specifically. I'm going to assume that you're talking about the cruise. So what I have been told from Royal Caribbean is they will accept two different types of documentation. One of those is a passport, and it has to be the book. It can't be the card, because, you know, it's interesting. We have this passport card in the United States, and I don't know the purpose of it, because I bought one, and everything that I've looked at, or every time that I've needed a passport, it's always been the book. And they always say, oh, no, we don't take the card. So I really don't know the purpose of the card unless it's just for flying. But even then, you need the book, I believe. I could be wrong on this, but even then, I believe you need the book if you're going internationally, which doesn't, you know, okay, then what problem were they solving by creating a card? Because I can use my driver's license domestically, and I don't need a passport at all. So in the scenarios where I would use a card when flying, I could just use my driver's license. And if I have to have the actual book when I'm going international, then again, what's the purpose of the card? Like, I don't quite understand it. But anyway, Royal Caribbean said they need the passport book, or because I'm just going to Canada, this would not be true if it's other countries, but because it's Canada specifically, they will accept a birth certificate and a driver's license. But the problem with that is, and just a side note, I already have a new driver's license in my new name. So I did that first thing. Like a few days after I got the court order, I went and got the new driver's license and I'm good. The problem is the driver's license does not match the birth certificate. Now, I don't know if they would accept the document that shows that I changed my name. If Royal Caribbean would accept that. I haven't asked them about that. Maybe they would. And that is an option. You know, I could do that. That is an option to do if they'll accept it. I would need to ask them. But they said either a birth certificate, driver's license, or a passport book. Those were the two sets of documentation they would accept. The problem is they're not really set up for like weird scenarios like, oh, I changed my name, yada, 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 you know, all this kind of stuff. So I think it's unlikely that they're going to accept some certified court document saying I changed my name. Maybe they would. But I think it's more likely they're going to say, you need to deal with the government and get your documentation in order and give us what we ask for. I think that's the most likely.
And then my last comment is that I'm just calling because you said you didn't have any calls, and also to wish myself a happy Kate Corner day tomorrow. So you better play this on the March 3rd show or I'm going to be very angry because it's birthday month for me and Daniel. So, you know, Daniel, the best podcast
I missed
on
it.
The planet.
Oh, no. Well, I wished you happy birthday, I believe, on Mix Minus. So I got you, but I did not realize that this voicemail had come in until after your birthday. I'm so sorry, Kathy. By the way, that's Kathy Bacon, for anyone who doesn't know who called. And I'm so sorry that I didn't get it played. I should be more diligent, vigilant? I don't know. Some word when these voicemails come in. But I do appreciate you calling because, no, I went a long time without any voicemails, and I love getting voicemails because I can answer people's questions. I get to hear from the listeners and know that you guys are out there listening. It gives me a little bit more content because, you know, I, as everyone knows, I tend to repeat things. And if you give me content, maybe it'll keep me from repeating as much. So we did have a weekend, and as per usual. And so on the weekend, so we did Mix Minus on Friday night. Nothing to report there. And then I had to get up early because I finally had a haircut. Now, it had been 8 weeks since my last haircut. And it's a problem because my hair system is glued on. And it's, you know, the really strong surgical adhesive. But the thing is, after a while, it starts to break down. And it becomes the most problem is when I get up in the morning, because all night long I've been sleeping on a pillow, moving my head around. And as the glue starts breaking down, the hair system can start to move around and migrate. And so it gets to a point where every morning I have to get up and reposition things. During the day, it's not a problem at all because I'm not resting my head on anything. Well, I mean, 4 weeks is fine. Like, that does not happen after 4 weeks. And my haircut is generally every 4 weeks. But you get to about the end of the fifth week, sixth week, it gets precarious. Things start moving around. When you get to eight, I had to add some extra tape. I didn't want to take it off. I don't want to take it off. Like, I don't want to take it off. But I had to add some extra tape. Anyway, so I went and we drove. Mark went with me. And it was convoluted. We needed to leave Sydney at my parents'. So we got up early. We left Sydney at my parents'. And then we took two cars because Mark had a birthday party he wanted to go to for one of the Filipino friends after we got back, but he assumed that I was going to be too tired and want to go home. And so he said, well, let's just leave your car somewhere, because we live really far away from this friend. This friend lives 20 minutes north of our house, and the haircut is north of our house. So it makes the most sense to stop at her house before, not to go home and then go back. Well, my workplace, the Spit Valve Factory, is close to where his friend lives. And so I said, well, let's just park my car at the Spit Valve Factory. They won't tow me. I mean, they know me. And I believe I even at one point had to put my license plate in their system. So it's fine for me to park in that parking lot. And there's always someone there 24 hours a day. So it's not a big deal. So we stopped there. I dropped my car off, and then we got in his car because he can't drive my car because it's a stick shift. And then we proceeded, and we went and we stopped at Wendy's to get food, to get breakfast, and it was the longest wait I have ever waited in my life. It was so slow. But we got our breakfast, we went the rest of the way. Successful haircut, no problems there. And then we immediately turned around and went back. And we did stop in Springfield because Mark wanted to get some snack food from the Filipino store that they have there. We no longer have a Filipino store here, so he likes to stock up when we go on these trips. And I'll have to end it there. We'll have some more content for tomorrow. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.